When you need to work quickly and confidently across different apps and platforms, consistent quality communication is key. Whether you're writing documents, emails, or presentations, you need Grammarly. It's an AI writing partner that helps you get your work done faster with better writing. It's always there to help because it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can get more done no matter where you're writing. Grammarly is the gold standard of responsible AI, trusted by millions of professionals for 15 years. It gives you personalized writing suggestions based on your audience, goals, and context, plus tone suggestions to help you navigate even the most difficult work conversations. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said, done.
American Log Homes and Cabins is assisting a developer in liquidating several of our kits that have deposits on them for only the balance owed. Most of these will save you more than half of the original cost. An example, our Augusta model, normally $42,450, is being sold for $16,500. Our Biloxi model, normally $36,825, is being sold for $14,500. This includes delivery, excluding California, Oregon, Washington, Arizona, Idaho, Alaska, and Hawaii, but we will pay partial shipping to those states. These kits have not been manufactured, and there's no time limit on delivery. This is a log home kit that includes complete blueprints from foundation details to roof, stack sheets, and a construction manual. Any do-it-yourselfer or builder can erect the logs. Kits do not include any part of roof, windows, or doors. Please call 704-602-3035 for availability. You can also visit our website at www.AmericanLogHomesAndCabins.com.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Andrew Loud. It's Friday the 15th of March. Coming up.
He's already said he won't be giving him uncomfortable truths or telling him off about America's support of Israel.
Gaza on the agenda as the Taoiseach meets President Biden in Washington, and how Irish people are spending more money on flights since the start of the year. Plus, we will have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Taoiseach will meet with the US President in the Oval Office later. Leo Varadkar is expected to raise Gaza, Ukraine, Northern Ireland and the undocumented Irish with Joe Biden when the two leaders hold talks as part of his St. Patrick's Day visit. From Washington, Shane Beattie reports.
Leo Varadkar flew into Washington on Wednesday and has been attending events with the Irish-American community, but today is the main reason he's here. This is Ireland's chance for rare Oval Office access. Leo Varadkar says he'll raise the plight of Palestinians in Gaza with Joe Biden. He's already said he won't be giving him uncomfortable truths or telling him off about America's support of Israel. The day begins with the Taoiseach going to the US Vice President's home for breakfast. He'll also go to the US Capitol for the St. Patrick's Day lunch hosted by Speaker Mike Johnson, where once again Leo Varadkar will try to get his point across on Gaza, Ukraine and acknowledge how far Northern Ireland has come. Leo Varadkar's team will privately be keen to point out that Ireland is the hardest soft power in the world. Shane Beattie, Washington.
Meanwhile, a protest in Dublin today will urge US President Biden to call for a permanent ceasefire in Gaza. Amnesty International has organised a demonstration outside the US Embassy in Ball's Bridge in Dublin. Amnesty International Ireland campaigns officer Kevin Nocton describes what will happen at the protest.
So it will feature an Illan piper playing sombre music, and then we'll raise banners calling on President Biden to listen to his Irish roots this St. Patrick's Day weekend and follow the Irish government in supporting a permanent and immediate ceasefire.
10 men continue to be questioned in Cork this morning after being arrested under organised crime legislation. They range in ages from their mid-20s to mid-50s, and they were detained in West Cork. During the operation yesterday, a number of vehicles were also seized for a technical examination. There's concern tourists will be taking up accommodation which could be used to house people long term. Threshold is calling for legislation to set up a short term letting register as tourist season starts. It says rented housing supply is still under severe strain due to short-term lets. Threshold CEO John Mark McCafferty wants more government action.
We're looking for pace from government in the implementation of the short-term letting register. The reason why we're looking for this is because of the real lack of long-term rental accommodation in markets across Ireland.
A 40-year-old man remains in custody this morning after a drug seizure in County Kildare. Cannabis herb worth €108,000 was found in the north of the county yesterday. The discovery was made when Gardaí searched a home in Leixlip under Operation Tara. The man is being held at a Garda station in North Kildare where he can be questioned for up to 7 days. There's been a cultural shift in alcohol consumption among adults in Ireland, with 30% saying they've changed their habits for the better. The Drink Aware Barometer 2023 found 36% of adults now agreed they would like to drink alcohol less often, while 41% say they have made small positive changes to their drinking habits in the past 30 days. Drink Aware CEO Dervla O'Brien says younger people are driving the trend as they become more conscious of their lifestyle.
We can see that particularly young people, they tend to be embracing a very healthy lifestyle and are just not placing the same emphasis on alcohol. It's preventing them from, you know, being fit for the gym the next day, etc. So people are just more conscious. They're also much more conscious of their mental well-being, and we think that's not a coincidence either.
More than €210 million was spent on airline tickets in the first 2 months of the year. Kilkenny, Mayo and Longford saw the biggest increases in spend on flights. AIB's spend for trend for February 2024 also saw spend in pubs up 27% last month. Alan Cantwell reports.
The figure for airline spend is up 10% on the same period last year, while daily spend was up 11% on the same period. People from Leitrim, Wicklow and Kerry had the lowest increase in spending. Overall, consumer spend was up 4% last month when compared to January. Spend on health and beauty increased by 8%, while electronics decreased by 6%. Despite easing inflation, the cost of living continues to impact Irish households, with grocery spend up 1/10 in the month following a steep decline in January, down 1/4. The monthly data was compiled from 67 million debt and credit card transactions in store and online during February this year.
The St. Patrick's Festival officially kicks off today, with more than 100,000 passengers expected to use Dublin Airport over the coming weekend. Some of the events include a walking tour tracing Patrick's possible route around Dublin 1,500 years ago and the launch of a new outdoor gallery in Dublin 8. In the entertainment world, Riverdance has announced a 30th anniversary tour. The dance troupe will start in Swansea in August next year and will finish in London. The music for the new shows is composed by Bill Whelan, who won a Grammy Award for his Riverdance album in 1997. It's Gold Cup Day at Cheltenham. Odds on favourite Galopin Deschamps is looking to retain his crown for trainer Willie Mullins. Action gets underway at 1:30 with the Triumph Hurdle. And Ireland's under-20s go in search of a third successive Six Nations Championship tonight. Richie Murphy's side need to beat Scotland at Virgin Media Park, ideally with a bonus point, and hope that France beat England in Poe. Kickoff in Cork is at 7:00. And that's it for First Up this morning. Please start your day with us again on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
American Log Homes and Cabins is assisting a developer in liquidating several of our kits that have deposits on them for only the balance owed. Most of these will save you more than half the original cost. An example, our Augusta model, normally $42,450, is being sold for $16,500. Our Biloxi model, normally $36,825, is being sold for $14,500. This includes delivery, excluding California, Oregon, Washington, Arizona, Idaho, Alaska, and Hawaii. But we will pay partial shipping to those states. These kits have not been manufactured, and there's no time limit on delivery. This is a log home kit that includes complete blueprints from foundation details to roof, stack sheets, and a construction manual. Any do-it-yourselfer or builder can erect the logs. Kits do not include any part or roof, windows, or doors. Please call 704-602-3035 for availability. You can also visit our website at www.americanloghomesandcabins.com.